Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Physical strength is an excellent predictor of longevity. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day today. This is our Consistency 365 series. Thanks for tuning into it. The goal of this series is for you and I to spend just a few minutes, 2, 3, 4 minutes every day between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to connect with who we want to be and how we want to be. And one of the things that if I had a magic wand and I could wave it over everybody that hears the sound of my voice, one of the things that I would want to plant in your brain and have it take hold is how critically important, no matter your age or your gender or your weight or your fitness, how critically important strength training is. One of my colleagues recently shared on our story, her name is Lindsay Mango, and she said that strength training and muscle is like passive income for your body. Passive income is the type of income that makes you money when you're not doing anything. You know, you put in some time or some effort or sometimes just some money, and then it's making money while you're sleeping, while you're on vacation, while you're doing nothing. Sometimes it's called mailbox money, where you could go to Tahiti for 6 years and the checks are just going to come in. An example of that, to an extent, is I spent a year or so writing my first book, Chasing Cupcakes. And I did that work once, and now I get checks every single month. I could never work again, and people would still be finding, buying, sharing, recommending that book. That's passive income. Well, muscle works like that in your body. You do the work once to put on the muscle, and obviously you want to keep doing it to maintain it. But that has benefits for you while you're sleeping. The more muscle that you have, the more your metabolism is working when you're sitting on the couch watching Netflix or when you're laying in bed at night. And it's not just a matter of a greater caloric expenditure, which, hey, you can eat more and maintain your weight when you have more muscle. And that just continues with more muscle and more muscle and more muscle. But beyond that, your muscle is a huge part of your immune system. It really is. In Strong Foundations, we talk about this a lot, how it used to be considered that muscle was just for motion, right? Your muscles in your arms help you move your arms, and the more muscle you have, the more the weight you can move with your arms. But we now understand that our muscle is not just about motion. Our muscle is actually a critically important part of our immune system. And so we often hear about people who are older being more susceptible to illnesses that younger people might not be impacted by. And that's not about their chronological age. It's about the fact that as their muscle atrophies with age, which can be prevented and reversed, as their muscle atrophies with age, they do not have the power of the immune system that they had when they had more muscle. Physical strength is an excellent predictor of longevity. So no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter your age, no matter your gender, no matter your fitness level, start strength training now. Best time to start is 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. Second best time, right now, today. I'll see you tomorrow.